Yes. Glenn Jones here and the AD Cale Gober. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. And welcome to Arkadelphia, guys. Glad to
have you. I want you to realize this, and I dug this up, and I want a new one. My Henderson visor.
I just made arrangements for that. You'll be taken care of within the hour.
All right. I will wear the garb. I will wear the swag. I will wear it all, and I'll wear it with pride.
We will dress you up before you leave here. Rest
assured. Plenty of graduates that I don't think people are aware of this fine institution. It is home to, and I don't know who I've heard say it before. I think Ray Tucker or somebody. They wish someday, some way they could arrange for game day to be here for when you guys cross the street and play Arkadelphia right. football, because it's such a unique deal.
Yeah.
Really now, granted, they're not going to get game day here, but it would be nice to
do a great story. Yeah.
Do a piece on game day about it, because that's a unique deal. They literally walk across the street, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Dr. Jones. When did you start your tenure here?
July 1.
So July 1. So you haven't been here very long.
Not very long at all.
We've talked about some great – we're here for football, of course, tonight, and some of the great names. Kevin Kelly, who's turned out to be one of the greatest high school coaches in the country. Yeah. I mean, everybody around the country is talking about
it. San Diego State's adopted his offense.
That's right. Scooter Register, who is a coach at Central now, has very successful.
Go Tigers!
Paul Kelly, who is at Bryant. Gus Malzahn, who we'll have later. Ken Duke. Charlie Staggs, who was running War Memorial Stadium. So a lot of great
Jeff
names.
Jeff Williams at Fortsman Southside. He and Coach Register both coached me in high school. And then they obviously went to Southside and Catholic, respectively. And then now Coach Register's at Central.
And that's why you came here, because of the great alumni, right?
Actually, I'm a Henderson alum as well.
Okay, you are yourself.
How do you get where you were in life to be president of the university?
I owe a lot of my success to Henderson State University. I came here as a student back in 1988. Graduated in 92, went on to law school at U of A, went on to tax school at the University of Florida. So I've gone to some of the schools out there.
You went to tax school.
But I got my start right here at Henderson State
University. Would you do my taxes?
What high school did you go to?
Blytheville High School.
Blytheville, all right.
The Chicks.
Yes.
That is pretty cool, though, to attend a university as a student. Remember, he enrolls as a freshman, take your freshman classes. Little did you know that
someday
you would be the president.
The honcho.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty wild, isn't it?
It's very wild. Never thought it in a million years, but we have some incredible people, about 24,000 alumni out there who are doing some incredible things, from Walmart to Falcon Jet and everything in between. So we have some.
I think that the common average everyday Joe out there is sitting there going, wow, this is a tough call to make to move a football game. Especially the first one of the year, where you've got so much going on with the tradition and the grads coming back and all that. When did you guys start thinking about moving this football game, and when was the decision made, let's just go ahead and do it, be safe?
I think Monday afternoon, Cale showed up. He goes, Doc, I think it might rain. I said, let me help you out. It's going to rain.
He said his knee was hurting, so he knew it was going to rain.
I knew with absolute certainty it was going to rain. Then we looked at an updated forecast, and he shot me a text. He said, it's not looking good, so let's just go ahead and make the call. More than anything else, Division II, we get a lot of support from our community here. And when you get a rainstorm, and obviously something of this magnitude moving in, it just really places a damper on the day. We have a lot of activities planned for kids and our families. I think it's game family action is the thing that we have rolling with this first game. So we wanted to make certain we could really pull that off. And nothing sells a great football game like a great day. So
you're going to have that today. It's going to be rather warm, but first feeder band has hit Arkansas, but it's you're going to have a great day, a great night to work with. I don't think we're going to get anything significant still tomorrow.
And really, the temperature is for this time of year, we've had much hotter.
Yeah.
It's actually a nice night.
It's going to be not 90-something today, right. But there will be a breeze coming in. I can tell you that. There was a breeze last night. Yeah, last night there was. We were standing out front. There was a stiff breeze blowing.
Guys, 6 weeks ago it hit 110. So it's
cool. We're not complaining.
It's gonna be very cool tonight.
Yeah, and I would imagine with the hurricane and the torrential downpour, even if you were to have the game, the local businesses would not get the business they would get on a good night. I mean, instead of running by Cracker Barrel and having a meal before or after the game, people are like, "Let's go home, get out of here." And instead of hanging around the campus and doing stuff like that. All right, I've got a little questionnaire for you two gentlemen, just to see that you can pass the ordinary average guy test. Your favorite pro team, both of you?
Raiders.
Raiders?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I'm a Bronco fan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for you as well. You have to root for somebody, I understand.
How'd you get to be a Raider fan? Thing.
I've been a Raider fan for days. Everybody grew up, they were Steelers and Cowboys. I was always a Raiders
fan. Huh, yeah.
Al Davis, the commitment to excellence, going back to John Madden. Jim Plunkett's
probably we had John Robinson on the show the other day, and he was telling a story about
Great story.
And Kenny Stabler and Fred Biletnikoff and Jordan Blanda going out the night before a big game, and they come. Their curfew was at 11 o'clock. They come finally. Robinson's going crazy. Madden's going crazy. They're standing outside, and here they come staggering up about 2:30, hugging on the coaches. Coach, I love you. I love you. Next day, Stabler goes out 26 for 32, 300-something yards. Can't do that today. Can't do that today. What do you got?
My groom's cake was Green Bay Packer themed. So
you've got to be kidding me.
I'm still astounded. Since we started, we probably asked 15 people. One or two people have said the Cowboys.
Groom's cake.
Because we're closet fans these days.
All-time favorite player.
Pro football?
Yep.
Ooh, that's a tough one. All-time favorite probably – Joe Montana.
He was on.
John Robinson said the greatest player he had. Yeah, he coached with and against a lot of great ones. Yeah.
And he is so diminutive in stature when you compare him. But what about you?
Reggie White.
Big defensive end. Have you ever been in a hurricane?
No. I actually watch the weather, and when you see them coming, I leave.
That's how you got to be president.
That's right.
Have you?
I'm in one right now. What are you talking about?
It's coming. It's a coming.
I don't think I have.
You're an NBA fan.
Old school NBA. Not a big fan of today's game.
I say you could take the Lakers or the Celtics of the early 80s and wax whatever's out there today.
Best team never was, 83 76ers.
Yep.
Moses Malone.
Dr. J. Mo Cheeks.
Fo. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
He was off by one.
Yep. He was off by one.
He called it.
What about you?
I'm a big NBA fan. I've traditionally been a Lakers fan, but I'm kind of the Thunder are kind of growing on me.
That stands to reason. They're right down the road here. Baseball. Got a baseball team?
Giants.
You're a West Coast guy, aren't you, for a good guy from Blytheville?
Well, Giants have a great history.
How far back do you go? Do you go as far back as Willie Mays?
That's about where I really pick up in terms of history. But like the Giants, big Yankees fan as well, though.
I was a big fan of Willie McCovey. Big stretch. What about you?
Unless it's Game 7 of the World Series, I'm probably not watching. I had to pick one to win and be the Yankees.
This is a very controversial question. You gentlemen don't have to answer this. It was brought up on our show earlier this week. We were felt to be less than men when we gave our answers. When you take a shower, do you use soap or body gel?
Bar.
The probing deep questions that you never thought as a president of the university you would get, Dr. Jones.
Do you use soap or body gel?
No comment.
Soap or body? It's not called body gel, is it? Body lotion.
Liquid soap.
Liquid soap, body gel.
I knew what you were talking about.
Dial makes men's body wash.
Okay.
All right.
There's a little inside.
All right. You are in the hierarchy. Who's the greatest coach ever?
What sport?
Any sport. Just say any sport. I don't want to slow the show down too much. Just the greatest coach ever.
John Wooden.
John Wooden. Good answer.
I've read like all of his books. I'm a big John Wooden fan.
Yeah.
I'll deviate. You've got all the great names out there, but I'll say Ralph Sporty Carpenter.
Actually, Dr. Jones, Roger thought he'd be appearing on the show today.
You know what? You know what? You say something.
I had to let him know.
You know what? He is here.
It's spirit.
It's the spirit.
Whenever we play at Carpenter Hagen Stadium, he'll definitely be there tonight.
I hope you're
That is the first time I've had somebody actually take their headphones off when I ask the question. Because this came up with the deodorant first, because I still use spray-on deodorant. And they made me feel like I was destroying the planet.
I didn't know they still made it, Doc.
I didn't know they did either.
Well, they do.
Where do you buy it?
Anywhere.
He's got a stockpile.
There's one big
everywhere. They have it. It doesn't destroy the ozone anymore.
Is it next to where they sell the 8-track players?
Oh my God!
Yeah, you
That's
get a pawn
oh
shop.
Oh my God!
That's where you get it.
I do want to ask Dr. Jones a couple things.
You get a Cracker Barrel.
Dr. Jones, as being a president and a former alumni, did you ever do anything here as a student that you look back and regret now that you are president of the school? Or were you a perfect student and perfect?
No. I was not a perfect student.
Okay. What about the, did you ever have any hijinks or behavior that you look back saying, maybe wish I would have done that differently?
I had one or two episodes.
Okay. But, all right.
That turned into teachable moments. I learned from them.
Well, that's good. I think, you know,
one of the things that you'll hear time and time again now is when you see these kids, like the kids out in Colorado that killed a bunch of people, are these, the West Memphis area, are the ones in Jonesboro, you, 9 times out of 10, you'll hear the parents say, well, little Johnny never got in any trouble at all. He stayed in his room on the computer all the time. And I think that there's a big problem there, and they do. They get in on their computer, and they're on it all day long. They don't get out. They don't relate to people. The next thing you know, they're an outsider, and they're causing trouble.
Yeah. Huh. I was in Jonesboro when those school shootings took place. It was a very tragic time, very traumatic time for that campus and for our community. And as a parent of school-age kids, I mean, it's something you think about all the time, unfortunately. When I went to school, it never crossed our minds. But I think for us as leaders in society and as a university, we're producing the leaders of tomorrow. We want to make certain that we're producing people that will lead, that will invest in the lives of other people. I mean, there are a lot of kids out there that don't have that strong family support. There are a lot of kids out there.
A growing number.
Quite frankly, they're raising themselves. And so I think all that we can do to invest in the lives of other people, especially young people, I think that's very important. So, you know, David has spent a group that touched my life along the way and a lot of mentors along the way. So I think one of the things we'll emphasize in terms of, in addition to delivering an incredible academic experience in the classroom, we're going to really work on developing student leaders outside of the classroom, people who understand that there's a responsibility that comes with being an educated person to go back and give back in the lives of the people around us. So we're hopeful we'll build that, and hopefully we'll do our part to minimize those kind of tragedies from occurring in our country and in our world in the future.
I do want to say real quick, too, I don't know if you guys know this, Henderson State has one of the most unique four-year programs, I guess, in the state for sure. I don't know how many schools in the country. Aviation degree, that you can be a come here and do a four-year deal, and you still have to go through all the things to get your licenses, I guess, and all those things. But it certainly would give you, I guess, an advantage if you want to go in that field.
It's a competitive advantage unlike any other. We have the only four-year program in the state. You will be a professional pilot once you leave here. In fact, the students are up and flying within 2 weeks.
Well, from leaving here?
Wow.
No, not within leaving here. Within starting here, you'll be up and flying in about 2 weeks. They take you.
Wow.
Have an incredible simulator over there that actually took off and landed without crashing a couple of weeks ago. But that's an incredible program with some incredible faculty, outstanding students from really around the world. We have great kids who come here and want to be a part of that program. And that's something we definitely hang our hat on, something we'll be promoting moving forward. But whether it's aviation, education, accounting, business, nursing, you name it, we have a ton of outstanding programs. And we've been around for 123 years now, delivering great educational experiences to our students. And over the next few years, I think you're going to see a Henderson emerge. It really does a better job of telling that story, telling that history. We have a great number of athletic alumni who've come through here, but a lot of great non-student athletes who've come through here and are doing some great things. And so we're looking forward to telling that story. We're looking forward to really getting people excited about Henderson, about Arkadelphia, and about just the whole Brady spirit.
Now, mine is getting up every morning at 4:30. What is the most difficult part of your job?
The most difficult part of my job at this point is just really
a pain, something that you've got to deal in day in, day out, that you wish you didn't have to deal with.
I don't know if I'd call it, well, I guess I've thought about it as a pain before. It's kind of sitting immediately to my left.
Oh.
Job we're talking about.
You know, I really don't have any pains. Every day, I'm excited. I feel blessed to get up and do the job that I do, where I get to do my job. A lot of great people I get to work with. And per capita, per pound, I've got, you know, one of the best, I think, ADs out there. Kale does a phenomenal job. We think he has the best eyebrows in the country.
He does. One of these days, you're not going to have those bushy eyebrows, my friend. So enjoy them while you can. They're bushy.
I don't know. You look at some of these older guys, Dukakis, and some of the Andy Rooney. You could grow a forest up there, man. You could have a
J.R. Ewing.
Had the hurricane touching this forest.
I will have I got to ask Dr. Jones this. You have two titles. You can be a doctor, Dr. Jones, or you can be President Jones. First of all, when people call you Glenn, does that bother you to say, wait a minute, hold on, I'm either a doctor or a president?
My mom calls me Glenn, and so I'm still Glenn.
Good enough there, yeah.
Now, what if a student around here, would you rather be called President Jones or President Dr. Jones? Or
it's really whatever they're comfortable with. My kids get a kick out of the whole president title.
Yeah.
And so my son, for, gosh, a couple of months, I'd be in the conversation, he'd walk up, he's 7, He said, ladies and gentlemen, the 17th president of Henderson State University.
Wow, very nice.
And finally I said, will you stop doing that? He goes, why? Are you embarrassed of being the 17th president? I said, no. He goes, well, why? I said, well, I really don't have a why. He said, great, I'll keep doing it then. Right. And to this day, he'll walk up, doesn't matter who I'm speaking with, and he'll say, do you know you're talking to?
Wow.
But it's been a great experience for them so far. It's been a lot of fun. But I don't get caught up in titles.
Roger does. Roger likes for his wife to call
did
him.
Did you know that the parishes of Louisiana, which are like counties in Arkansas, they have presidents of the counties?
Oh, do they?
The
political parts of those are some heavy duty political
parish.
Yeah.
They were going to the president of some southeastern part of Louisiana parish, and I was like, man, that dude is down there where they talk like swamp people, and he's a president. They got to call him president.
I know. And they say that that politics in those parishes are
Politics
intense.
In Louisiana's got a great history. Great history.
Now, you guys are going to whoop up on the Southern Nazarenes tonight, right?
That is the game plan. We plan to have a great time tonight. But in addition to playing great football, also just promoting a great university and all that's going on here.
Oh, you're great to us, and we're very privileged to be here, honored to be here. And usually when I enter a college campus, of course they call 911. But so I appreciate coming in under the cover of darkness and getting in the building. But congratulations on a fine job you're doing here, and the reputation the school has. You certainly deserve it.
Well, thanks a lot, and thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Very good. There's a tailgate. The tailgating tonight starts at 5 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7, so come on. Family, action.
That's right. Got a lot of kids on stuff going on tonight.
All right, well, Kyle, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the bottom of the hour, 7:30. The show with no name, live on the road. Arkadelphia feeder bands are coming, and so are the ready. So get ready, baby. Get ready. Get set. Get ready. Here comes the ready. Yeah, we'll do that.
Steady.
This is SportsCenter.
College football begins tonight in Arkadelphia. The Sports Slam is brought to you by Henderson State Athletics. The Ready Fest tailgate is tonight for the season opener beginning at 5 o'clock. There's something to do for the whole family. Visit hsusports.com. The first two games of the college football season begin tonight as Henderson State takes on Southern Nazarene at 7 o'clock. The Ready start the season pick to win the Great American Conference. Also in Arkadelphia, Ouachita Baptist kicks off their 2012 campaign as they play Northwestern Oklahoma State. Kickoff for that game begins at 6. Yesterday, Paul Petrino met with the media in preparation for the Jacksonville State game, and he says the offensive line is starting to come together.
They've made great improvement in the last 10 days. Well, they've ran block way better. They continue to improve on our pass protection every day. But you got to go play a game and see how they do, but I've been very happy with them.
And last night, the first security kickoff classic. Arkadelphia beat Benton 42-28, while Cabot opened up the season with a win over Jacksonville 28-0. I'm RJ Hawk, and you've been slammed on 103.7 The Buzz.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
We'll look for sunny skies and warm conditions today as we wait on Isaac here in Arkansas. It will be a little windy, especially this afternoon. Northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The best rain chances from Isaac coming to Arkansas Thursday afternoon into Friday. We could see some heavy rainfall. From the Channel 7 Futurecast Center, I'm meteorologist Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
Arkansas native and larger-than-life stand-up comic Ralphie May is coming back to the Natural State and performing on Friday, September 7th at Robinson Center Music Hall. Tune in all this week to the show with no name and The Zone for chances to win tickets to see Ralphie May performing live at Robinson Center Music Hall in Little Rock on Friday, September 7th.
Middleton Heat and Air installs more air conditioners than any other company in Arkansas for a reason. They offer the best price.
Value. I'm Chuck Middleton, and I'll take care of that.
Call Middleton Heat and Air today and get a free estimate on replacing your air conditioner.
By now, you probably know that Rideout Lumber Company is the place in Arkansas to get the best price on all types of building materials to build your home. And they have been now for 40 years. But what you may not know is that Rideout, for many years, has been the best place to buy all types of floor covering, including carpet, tile, laminate, and real wood flooring. Rideout takes the pain out of having flooring installed in your house with the best service in the business. Since they sell more than flooring, they can save you money over flooring store pricing. Rideout is also your best place to buy cabinets of all types for your home with a brand new line of all wood cabinets in two colors, including a wash, at unbelievably low prices for the quality of cabinet you're getting. They also have all types of granite to go on your cabinets, including the new 3-centimeter granite bathroom tops at very, very low prices. You must come and see them to believe it. They are beautiful. So come to Rideout Lumber Company today for anything for your home, from lumber to cabinets and floor covering. Price, quality, and service. Get all three at Rideout Lumber Company today. to the best in Arkansas, and still family-owned for 40 years and counting. That's Rideout Lumber Company.
Want ultimate savings? Then you want North Point Nissan, home of the ultimate Altima. Come in today for the new 2012 Altima 2.5S for only $289 a month with zero down. Also, North Point Nissan is offering up $2,500 cash back or 0% financing. Call 1-800-NEW-RIDE or visit us at I-430 and Colonel Glenn Road and online at northpointnissan.com. Ultima purchase for 3.59% for 70 months. Cash back includes manufacturer rebate and M&AC bonus cash. One or more available at this price. Excludes taxes, title, and license. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Middleton Heat and Air offers free estimates and free second opinions on equipment replacement and can finance 100% of your installation.
Instant comfort. I'm Chuck Middleton, and I'll take care of that.
Call Middleton Heat and Air today at 224-4888.
Good morning. A 433-1010 caller tells me 40 eastbound just before Mayflower. We do have a three-vehicle accident, and it is blocking the right-hand lane and causing some major delays heading into Little Rock from Conway. Currently, no accidents to report on our city streets. If you see an accident or hazard, 433-1010 is the traffic number. I'm Drew Mitchell for the Buzz Radio Network.
Summer is here, and it's time to break out the fruity little umbrella drinks and sunblock. Now, back to the Antique Brick Outdoors Studio with the Boys of the Sun.
Steve Miliband, keep on rocking me, baby, with that big old jet airliner.
It's about 7:36. We had our first feeder.